This is KUT. Animals that are in shelters must be cared for by a vet. That's the law. But no-kill shelters, like the one in Austin, have more animals than they can medically develop a relationship with. KUT's Joy Diaz reports on how shelters are dealing with this law.
The City of Austin's animal shelter is always busy.
When we started this morning, we had 1,149 animals in inventory.
That's Abigail Smith, the city's chief animal services officer. A police-looking badge sits on her desk.
Because I'm a chief. Gets me across lines I couldn't get across otherwise.
The City of Austin's shelter is a no-kill shelter, which means that on days like today, when the shelter is over capacity, Smith needs to get creative.
So right now we probably have well over 600 on site, and then we have the rest are in foster homes.
All these animals need to be seen by a vet. And to explain that, here is Nicole Oria. She is the executive director of the Texas State Board of Veterinary Medical Examiners.
It's actually in the very beginning part of our statute where it talks about how you can practice veterinary medicine. And in order for a licensee to practice veterinary medicine, they have to have created a what we call a VCPR, veterinary client-patient relationship.
Just like with people doctors, animal doctors need to meet their patients before they administer vaccinations. But the Austin Animal Center's Abigail Smith says she finds it harder and harder to have her four vets see every cat or dog that comes in. And for the shelter, vaccinating animals at intake is more important.
You know, for example, 4 o'clock, we have a shift change for field services. So our animal protection officers are coming in, and I have, you know, 3 or 4 trucks coming in with 6 or 7 animals on a truck. You know, it would take hours and hours to process them all with a complete examination.
Some advocates have argued that this policy is going to push up the euthanasia rate for some shelters because there are not enough doctors to go around developing relationships with those cats and dogs prior to treating them. Advocates worry without the time to treat all the animals, shelters will fall back on euthanasia. There are even some lawsuits going around, but the Board of Veterinary Medical Examiners says they don't make the rules about patient relationships. They just enforce them. Any changes would be up to the state legislature. Again, the vet board's Nicole Oria.
They were very responsive when we had an equine dental issue a couple of sessions ago, and they worked out a solution, and we now license equine dental providers. So I think when they see a problem, they address it.
The legislature could address the vet rule when it meets again next year. In the meantime, the Austin City Council passed an ordinance giving shelters, both public and private, ownership of animals in their care. The rule for essentially pet owners is different. Joy Diaz, KUT News.